When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you want to feel like your team is dysfunctional and poorly run, and you want to feel better about that, I give you the story of the New York Jets that came out today. Several, including Mike Silver and Diana Rossini, were part of a report that said Jets owner Woody Johnson nixed state trade for Jerry Jeudy based on the simple fact that Jerry Jeudy's Madden ratings were too low.
Oh. this is real? This is not out of the onion?
No. Apparently.
Sweet Jesus.
Apparently, he has nixed a trade that would have brought Jerry Jeudy to the New York Jets because he went up and he looked at the old Madden ratings and said, nah, he's not good enough, man. He's not good enough. Apparently, there was a left tackle as well that also was not good enough on Madden for the Jets to bring in. So I guess all they do is they bring in the guys who have decent enough Madden ratings, and that is it. It makes me wonder. We have two things that are happening here. One of two is at play. Either Woody Johnson is on the sticks and he plays Madden, or his grandson is actually running the team. Right? Can we all agree on that? One of two things is happening here.
I feel like this is how Trader Bob put together that Trailblazers team for those few years.
By
going like NBA 2K ratings.
I saw him on NBA Jam, and he seemed pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and do that. This is a level of dysfunction that you go, oh boy, that is not right. According to Bleacher Report, his offseason, this stemmed from his teenage sons, Brick and Jack, who I guess are on the sticks quite often and were not high on Jerry Jeudy.
You're going to trust your kid named Brick?
Yeah. Brick Johnson?
No freaking way.
That's a great name, dude. You kidding me?
That is entirely made up.
Brick Johnson?
I guess the only way you can make that better is like Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, Dick Trickle is looking at that ghastly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unreal. I mean, look, this is meddlesome ownership. Is it any more prevalent than in the NFL?
I mean, it's in every sport.
It's in every sport, but I mean, the NFL seems to take the cake.
NBA is up there too. I mean, Mark Cuban is literally, he used to yell at officials courtside.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say meddlesome ownership, I mean meddlesome ownership in like the most dysfunctional way. Mark Cuban won a title.
Yeah, well, the Knicks and Dolan.
And what has changed over the last 5 years?
Well, yeah, he got out of the way, but that doesn't mean that he's not been meddlesome. Oh, no, like the whole thing about meddling owners is once Paul Allen in the Blazers, once he got out of the way and let basketball people make basketball decisions, the Blazers got better.
It just seems like in the NFL, there's just so many of them right now. I mean, look at the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Jets. Like,
no doubt about it.
Every single bad organization, the Bears.
Bingo. I think there it is. Bad organizations, the Pirates, the Reds, right? That we see this all the time. Like, oh my God, these guys get too good. We can't pay them. They're gonna go get out of town, right? Bad ownership is across sports it is exactly what brings these franchises down and keeps them down. There's no clear line from why the Jets suck to any one reason other than Woody Johnson right now. There's also a story that came out here. This was fantastic. Via The Athletic, the Johnson family's behavior inside the Jets locker room has also become an issue, according to the team and league sources. NFL locker rooms are restricted access spaces, typically limited to players, coaches, and personnel, and media members. But Brick and Jack have brought friends, male and female, into the locker room, and current and former players and coaches told The Athletic that Woody Johnson and his wife, Suzanne, and his sons criticized players inside the locker room. In 2022, quarterback Mike White played through broken ribs late in game against the Seahawks with postseason hopes on the line. White played poorly. The Jets lost, and they were eliminated from playoff contention. After the game, with the quarterback in the showers after throwing his helmet in the locker room floor, multiple Jets players said they heard Woody Johnson say, "You should throw your helmet. You effing suck."
I mean, the
team spokesperson said Johnson later apologized.
The other one here is, and we were in D.C. and we talked to a bunch of folks that covered the Commanders during the Daniel Snyder era. And this sounds very reminiscent. This is from the Athletic piece from Diana Rossini. Ahead of the Jets-Giants preseason finale at MetLife in 2019, an administrative assistant popped into the team's coaching offices to make an announcement to then-head coach Adam Gase and his staff. Woody Johnson then Woody Johnson then serving as a U.S. ambassador to the U.K. was temporarily returning from London. The assistant said everyone should refer to Johnson as Mr. Ambassador. That is held true long after Johnson left government and returned to his role as Jets chairman in January 2021, striking a discordant tone among those who believe the organization has long been plagued by mismanagement. And this is, we were told by a couple different reporters who are from the D.C. area, covered the Commanders during the Snyder era, that when Snyder walked into the room, he made everybody like stand to attention. Like he's a general. And then not only do that, but they were told to not look him in the eye.
Yep.
There is a God complex with these people.
Well, yeah, they're billionaires.
But see, the thing is,
who have just a bunch of yes men around them. And they, like, I think a common denominator there is there are billionaires who do not have that kind of ego. I mean, like, Steve Ballmer is one of them.
No, 100%. This is a guy who waits in line for a regular toilet.
Mark Cuban also is one of those guys, too, mm-hmm. where they're billionaires. They're out of touch on a lot of things. Matt Ishbia, sure. $2 concessions, yeah. right? You have this understanding that, all right, maybe what can we do for normal people,
but
right?
He also played college basketball at Michigan State, so he's got, like, some semblance of normalcy to him.
Well, yeah, Tom Izzo will do that to a person. Yeah.
Right?
He'll beat you down. But there's also these guys that they've never been beat down like Matt Ishbia by Tom Izzo.
Dave Tepper.
Yeah. Right? You get power hungry, and a lot of times you become a billionaire because you are just stepping on everybody.
You're a sociopath.
And you're crushing them into mm-hmm. the ground. Dave Tepper, his former boss, bought his house and leveled it just to prove a point. Like, you have these types of guys, mm-hmm. right? And it's not every owner, but the ones that continually get in the way of their franchises, ding, ding, ding,
they
ding,
they share
ding.
The same qualities.
And it's the meddling owner always gets in the way. They always will get in the way of success. And, like, I think about this from, like, the Blazers' perspective. I think all of the folks that are saying Jody Allen needs to sell the team because she doesn't know what she's doing, at least she's gotten out of the way. And just lets the basketball people make basketball decisions. Now, this in franchise decisions, now this is squarely on the shoulders of basketball ops and Joe Cronin, business ops and Dwayne Hankins. Mm-hmm. But at least she's out of the way. Like, if I'm on Jody Allen needs to sell the team, it's because we know that eventually she has to sell the team. So get rid of it.
But the whole, right? like, not spending money or, like, throw, like, overbearing and overruling it, like they're pretty much the Vulcan trust, as it were, is pretty much letting Joe and Dwayne do what they think are necessary for the team.
Like, and they're tanking right now because they had to reset and start over, which is something that they had to convince her to do. And
because it hurts the pocketbook, it does. It's that simple.
But with the Jets, this is the other issue with poor ownership in all sports. And I think the NFL, to your point of their meddling owners are never put in check.
No.
Like by anybody. Baseball has this problem too, where it's like in the NBA, it seems like they almost have a, all right, hey, let's pump the brakes on this thing.
I think there's two different reasons. And I think they're on the, each side of the spectrum. In baseball, nobody cares because the money just kind of prints and it's like, you know, yeah. it's there's 162 games, blah, blah, blah.
Revenue sharing, all that
and
stuff.
And I think in the NFL, because it makes so much money and those guys are so powerful that it's like nobody's willing to check anyone because if you check one, then you've got to check the other, which means you got to check. Like, that's the thing is everyone's like, why does the commissioner do that? It's like, well, number one, that's not what the commissioner does because the commissioner works for the owners.
Yeah.
Like, I think people tend to forget that.
They have no oversight.
No, there's that. That's the thing is it's faux. There we go. Good. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say faux to save my life. It's faux oversight because it's the wolf watching the hen house. Like, that's all this is. Because if they start checking each other, then one kind of overrules the other, and then it turns into this whole thing. And that's why, and nobody's going to tell David Tepper no, because he's the richest owner in the NFL.
Yeah. Do you think Jerry Jones leaked this because he's just like, oh,
I need to get
the heat off me?
Probably. I mean, it's very clear that multiple teams leaked a lot of, like, if you read the article on The Athletic,
dude, it's
it is
pretty damning.
Scathing.